Well, it's been good to be in his presence and to worship him. And I just really, I thank you too, because we started out soaring in the spirit. We went right there. And that is so, so incredible that we don't have to, because sometimes, you know, when we start in worship, it's all in the natural, and we start in the flesh, and then we can transcend into the spirit. But everything that's happened this morning is already what the Lord has laid on my heart to share. Like, I'm just sitting there like, okay, I could get up and just start sharing the message right now, because it just feels so strong. Because what I feel the Lord wants to share today is to develop the awareness of our spirit man. We are so sometimes, well, here, I'm going right into the message. Let me get on with the announcements. It's so hard to like take a little break and like, whoa. Oh, because really we were exercising already what we're going to do at the end of this, like at the end of my little talk. we're going to go into experiencing about developing the awareness and just, okay. So anyway, yes.
I just wanted to tell you that I was really excited about you sharing this morning.
Aww.
No, really. Mary and I was talking back and forth, and we just really felt that you had in fact, we were praying on the way here, and that as I was praying, I just really felt that I just really was, I don't know how to say this, but that that you really had a rhema word. Mm. The word that you was going to be giving was really a word that that we needed to hear as a body, and that you have a lot to give. Mm. You don't give a chance to give it, because your husband hogs all the time. And but we're really, Mary and I are really excited, and we hope that a whole bunch of the rest of us are excited about you giving. So I just wanted to say that to you. Okay? So you go, girl.
All right. It was such an encouragement, too, when Mary said that she saw that the Lord had stationed two angels beside me. And the two words that were spoken were truth and revelation. And what's so great about that, we just had like a, where'd everybody go? but about truth and revelation, and that's exactly too what I feel that the Lord wants to share today in that whole thing of developing awareness of our spirit. And so we're going to take a look at that, because a lot of times, you know, it's like we put so much focus either on our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, and we're not even aware of our spirit every day. You know, like we just keep on with our life, and we concentrate on our body when we need to exercise, when we need to be healthy and take medicine or whatever. But, you know, how often do we nurture and really feed our own spirit? So, I want to do a start off maybe just a little example too. We've done this in years past, but I know there's new people here, and I just want to really help bring understanding when we talk about, you know, when we call our spirits forth and are to the forefront and all of that. You may be wondering what are we talking about. I know, because when I was growing up, I thank the Lord for my background, but it really didn't include a lot of things of the spirit. It didn't include all of that. So I only really thought that in body and soul, we were like, Jesus, come into my soul. You know, we didn't talk about our spirit and understand our spirit mind. And really, till like these last maybe 15 years that we got an understanding of it. And so we do this little demonstration when we're in Africa too, and it really helps because they're very much story people, so you need to kind of show them what it is. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to just bear with me those that have seen this before and you have an understanding of it, but I really want it to go into everybody's spirit. So I need three volunteers. I need, okay, okay, come on, Erica, come on, Don. I was hoping Ty was going to be here today. I need like a Ty. Yeah. Well, no, but.
There we go.
Okay. Well, here, stand here, all three of you. Okay. And we'll say that, let's see, we'll say Don is the spirit part. There's a three parts in our body. So we'll say spirit, and we'll say body, and we'll say soul. Okay? And what happens is our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And that is where we usually camp out. Everything, you know, revolves really around our mind, our will, and our emotions. And it rules us. It rules us. When we get down or we go through a hard time, our soul takes over, and it either brings depression, discouragement, defeat, and all of that stuff. And then we think, okay, where's God? Where's God? Well, you've totally bypassed your spirit, because your soul is strong, and your soul is the bigger of the three parts. Okay? So the soul has to come under submission into the spirit. So we need to swap that around and have the spirit man be larger than your soul. Really, I was thinking of getting a child up here for that because, you know, it's okay. Like, picture Don being like, yeah. Okay. This is your spirit man, and your spirit man, if he's tiny and weak, not that you're that way, but you know, yeah, just make it happen. If you're tiny and weak, you know, there's no way you're going to be able to fight through every day what we have to deal with, where we have to bring our mind under submission. And I tell you what, this little demonstration is life-changing if you can remember it. When you're going through it, we often forget. So that's why it's so important that the spirit man be larger, because it is. We were created to be bigger on the inside than we are on the outside. So we don't tap into that. But this morning, my spirit was soaring. So I don't know how the rest of you were. I just know that when I come into worship, I want to go somewhere, you know. It's like, I don't want it to just be about songs and la-di-da-di-da, you know. We get through it, and, you know, it's like we want to see things happen. So that is why we take time here in worship, for that extended time. So just remember the three parts, and when the spirit is strong, the spirit's speaking to the body to get in line. If the body has some health issues going on, the spirit can speak to the body, to the cells, you know, of getting in alignment and to be restored. And then the spirit can speak to the soul. Yeah, because we switched. I know I was going to have little signs. That would have helped, you know. The soul, too. And that happened in worship this morning when we were singing the part that praise the Lord. You know, oh, my soul, praise the Lord. It was the spirit telling the soul, praise him. And then the body will get activated to praise him. So see, when Carlos, see what you were saying, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that leads exactly into what, you know, I was going to be saying, is because, and when you're not feeling it, it's when you got to press in the most. You know, you may be feeling like, you know, I just want to, just sit here and just veg. Engage. Engage your spirit, because what happens is your spirit then becomes stronger. And when we say to bring your spirit man to the forefront, it's in front, you know? It's in front. It's leading. It's taking in, so that your mind can take in truth and get revelation. Because it, just like Bonnie was saying too, what was happening to her this morning about how, you know, feeling the guilt and stuff, The accuser of the brethren is going to be there. There's the battle of the mind that goes on all the time. And our spirit man has to be strong, has to be strong. And so, you got it?
Yep.
Amen. Okay. I don't know about you, but I don't want my spirit man being a straggly little stick pin, you know, because it get definitely taken out in a jiffy. Mm. So this is really important that really, so the title of this is just developing awareness of our spirit. And first we have to understand too that God is spirit. Isn't it fascinating that we can have a relationship with somebody we really can't see? So we have to get out of our natural mind to engage in the spirit realm. And again, coming from the conservative background, it's like, that's just too weird. You know, people will come in here to church and think, wow, these people are really weird. But we're learning to engage really in the spirit realm, and it's not bad. You know, the enemy wants to dull down our spiritual capability because he knows then that we're powerless. But how come is it that all these other religions, and they understand all about spiritual stuff, but it's just in the wrong realm. And so they engage, and they're disciplined to engage. So how much more do we need to be exercising our spiritual muscles to really engage? So that's what we must worship him in spirit and in truth, because our spirit is joined to the Lord. God very rarely invades our realm. We have to invade his realm. And we talked about that too this morning. Carlos, I think, mentioned it too. And he will invade our realm. And Larry, I was hoping maybe Larry would be here today. Larry, is he here? I don't think so. No. You know, what happened to him and his testimony that he shared about how he was sitting out in the steps, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, he was smoking a cigarette. He had heard about God, but he really turned away from God and was, you know, just didn't believe him anymore. Revelation came to him, so God invaded his realm. And so that was awesome. And, you know, that revival hymn, if you've seen that before, they talk about years ago, like in the revivals and the things that happened, is that God came down and really made himself like aware to all these people. And that is what we long for, is for him to come. But we have to invade his realm. So that's where we have to go and worship. It is not about just us feeling good. You know, it's like invading his realm. Do you want to go deeper? Like, I don't want to ever stay in the same place. I want to go further in our walk with the Lord. In Romans 13, 11 to 14, it talks about the slumbering spirit. Years ago, I talked about the human spirit here. And we'll probably bring that out on a Tuesday night or something again, just because it's so important. But it says about awakening from a slumbering spirit. And many believers, and as believers, we can have a slumbering spirit when we're not really in tune. And that's where the soul, again, is stronger. So if somebody wanted a verse on that, there's the verse right there. It's the spirit man is not fully functioning when it's just slumbering and asleep. But James 4:8 says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. So there's part of us that's got to take action on that. We start in the flesh, and then we can transcend on the worship and the music, and that happened today. We transcend on that to go into his realm. And, you know, if we can't get there, that's when it, like, worship can get all messed up, you know? We're like, something's wrong. But in the natural, we can't see the Lord, so our spirit needs to engage with God, who is a spirit. When we worship in spirit, when we transcend into the spiritual realm from the natural. We need to be aware of our spirit man. A good example would be, or a little test, I guess, we could do for ourselves, is to visualize the Lord. Like when we're here and we're in worship, visualize the Lord. But it's really important, because who is the Lord to you? How do you see him? You know, if you see him as somebody that's not loving, then you're getting a wrong view. And so this is where I'm also going to talk about, too, is about the importance of the renewing of the mind is what helps us to develop more awareness of our spirit man. So we have to have a proper view of God and get all that other stuff out. So it takes practice, okay? How often do we talk to the Lord? Continually, should it be like every time, you know, at work? Like some people might say, well, you know, I've got a full-time job, so I can't have all that time with the Lord. But you can engage with the Lord with what you're doing all the time and just ask him. And if you're doing that, then your awareness of your spirit is there and you're able to just connect with God and he's going to guide you. So talk to him and listen. We cannot approach him just in the flesh. But the more you're aware of your spirit, the more you will connect with the Lord. You know that, now I haven't had a drug past, but those, when they take drugs and get addicted to drugs, they enter into another realm, but it's the wrong realm. And so the enemy has tried to counterfeit this so much. So we as believers, it just seems like we get so dulled. Our senses are dulled into flowing in this area. But it's just interesting, you know. So many can enter into that other realm. And even musicians, too, even when they're not Christian musicians and then they get in a flow in worship, they enter another realm, too. And they play far beyond their ability, usually, when they get into that kind of a groove. Something just takes over, but it's not, you know, the Lord's realm. The Lord wants to, we got to just purify that. And so when we just need to engage. Now, I know that when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was torn, which made access for us to enter with him. But sin does hinder, and there's like a veil that comes to block us from hearing him and even seeing more into his realm. So, because the natural mind cannot understand the things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:14. I'd like somebody to look that up for me and read that. I'm going to read it in the message, too, because I love the way the message reads that. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Yes, want to come up? Whoever's got it.
This is New King James. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Just looking it up in the Message Bible here. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by God's Spirit and our spirit in open communion. Let me read that again. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit, God's Spirit in our spirits in open communion. Spiritually alive, we have access to everything. God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. I love that. Just something about how the they mentioned that. So there is a veil that blocks our awareness of the spiritual realm. I love how Neville Johnson says, he says, we need a lobotomy. We need God to take the mind out, slap it around a little bit, and stick it back in. And, you know, and so we do need that. We need to ask him, like, if you've been, if you've got a past that may be in witchcraft or even New Age, you need that dealt with, cleaned out, delivered from, renounced, repented, so that there's no mixture. We see a lot of mixture that happens. Like, we had somebody that gave us a word maybe about a couple months ago, and they really thought it was a word from God. But I'm like, oh my goodness, it was totally not God, because it wasn't God's heart, for one, saying that God was going to destroy this place and so on and so forth. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, that doesn't even represent his heart. And so, but there's a mixture in that person's background of witchcraft. And so they think they're hearing and they want to help, but actually it's just speaking something wrong into existence. So when we've been talking lately about having our spiritual discernment up, it needs to be peaked. That's why developing the awareness of our spirit is so important, so that we are hearing clearly. We need to be transformed so that there's no resistance between the two realms. The veil is gone. Our mind needs to be reprogrammed from false teaching and also negativity. Negativity is just as bad as all the false teaching. It so drains us and is so destructive. I don't know about you, but I just don't like even being around that. When we were born again, our mind was not renewed. So it has to be transformed and renewed. And I looked up in the dictionary, and renewed means to give fresh life or strength to replace something that is broke or worn out. So, you know, we just need to have our mind renewed. And just from all our rotten thinking, or just even from our own self-talk, that is such a biggie that, you know, it's just things that are happening in our mind, and our self-talk has taken us down a bad path. So anything that's negative in our self-talk doesn't lead to anywhere good. So take it and check it right away. And say, you know, Lord, I just forgive me from that, from even giving ear to that. But I now put my spirit, I'm just under subjection of your spirit, and cleanse my mind. Let it be pure. Doubt is a function of the unrenewed mind. So it's important to walk in the spirit. The spirit and the mind must agree. When you're walking in the spirit, that's how come you know you're on the right track, is when your spirit and your mind are in agreement. When there's disagreement, the mind usually wins, because the soul is so strong because of the awareness of our spirit is weak. So if you know that there's disagreement going on there, just give yourself a little test and say, oops, you know, Jesus help me. Again, so we're bigger on the inside than the outside. There's a part of us that does not exist in time and space, and that is our spirit. We are the only creatures on the earth that were created with the spirit. And it is just, isn't that awesome? You know, that he gave his spirit to us. Because our spirit was created so that we could commune with the Holy Spirit. And that's what gives us that channel, that communing. Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed is like as a metamorphosis, and is a transition where the, you know, like a caterpillar is on the ground, and then it's a butterfly. And somebody said that today, too, about the butterfly. So the caterpillar was really meant to live in two realms, which is kind of cool. But we were meant to live in two realms while we were on earth. Adam did before the fall. So there's a door in the spirit that we can have access to and can transcend into another realm of capability. Dreams, your dream life. We've talked about this before, too. Have you ever dreamt that you were flying? Isn't it cool? That is your spirit yearning to be free. That's the soaring in the spirit, too, what we talk about. Is just, there's nothing like that. So when you have that, just when you wake up, thank the Lord for it. I never want to wake up out of those dreams. You know, it's like you just kind of like run and you just hop. It's like, okay, I just can fly, you know. It's really cool. Anyway, so let's talk about imagination. Imagination is a God-given gift. And so we have to know how to just use it properly, because also most of our sinning is done in the imagination. You know? So that's why we have to know how to just tune into the right imagination. So this is a reason why our mind has to be renewed, so that our imagination can just be in the proper way. Imagination is the way we think. When our mind is not renewed, our self-talk in our mind is negative, and the veil thickens between God. It could be because of anger or down on self, but the enemy will ride in on that. The same thing is like when you have desires towards someone else. Like if those desires are not good towards someone else and you're just thinking it, you're not even speaking it out. Okay, this is where this gets really, like, intense, because often we think, oh, we're doing pretty good because we're not speaking some things out. It's just even thinking when those desires towards someone, it opens up a channel in the spirit for either the demonic to flow if it's bad desires, but if it's good desires and that you truly want to see somebody blessed, the angelic will ride in on that. Isn't that awesome? So the angelic will flow on that to that person too. And that is just incredible. When you're in this, okay, if you don't remember anything else, this is a really good thing I want you to hear. Because this is where I know the Lord's working on me and I want it so purified. But when your imagination loses the power to hurt, then your mouth will follow. When your imagination loses the power to hurt, mean harm to someone or whatever, your mouth will follow, and then you will know, wow, I've got a renewed mind. Because I am thinking more like the Lord. The more the mind is renewed, the veil comes down. How is the mind renewed? By revelation. Revelation. The Rhema word renews the mind. It erases your mind of every memory that is contrary to who God is. The lies that are then overwritten by who God really is. The religious background is not how God thinks. So we really need the revelation of who God is. And that's what was so exciting. I know it encouraged everybody with Larry's testimony last week. You know, because the revelation to see a life that's so changed. And so, you know, I ask the Lord, and I'm asking him this every day. It's like, Lord, I want a new revelation from you today. You know, ask him to reveal himself. And when something becomes revelation, there's no going back because the other stuff has been erased. And now you know that you know that you know. And that's awesome. It's so awesome. The written word is also how our mind is renewed. Truth going in. It's important to feed our spirit. You know, I get really disturbed with the things of the world and just all the busyness right now. You know, like Paul and I always say, oh, this Christmas, can't we just like relax? Can we just enjoy? You know, and that's what we want. We just want to like kind of like dial down and just not be so, you know, crazy. And because the enemy wants to steal our peace. And so we need our peace to come in and fill us at this time. But the more our mind is... Yeah, the written word and just feeding our spirit. We have to feed our spirit on good stuff, on truth, whether it's listening to a good, you know, teaching or something or worship. Be always mindful to be feeding your spirit every day. Don't let a day go by without it. When our heart and mind agree, we can ask what we will and it will be given. The more our mind is renewed, the more light enters our soul and our body. Isn't that cool? It helps to regenerate our own cells. So the more light that comes into our body gets renewed and regenerates our own cells. Now, there's a process, but when light enters into you of his truth, then your cells will renew themselves. So I think that's just really important, just even when we're praying for healing. Our responsibility is to behold the Lord, to picture him. What you focus on, you will connect with in the spirit realm. So if you're focused on how big the enemy is and, boy, I'm having a real rotten day today and it goes on and on, you're connecting with that. So what you focus on, you will connect with. So focus on the Lord, connect with him, and he'll just bring such incredible peace. When we pray in the spirit, pray with vision because your imagination needs to get activated. This is using your soul to transcend into the spiritual. Develop your awareness and focus. So when we're praying in the spirit, it's not just gibberish, you know. Be focused, and you're focused on the Lord, then he's going to take your imagination, and it's really going to go to where what you need to be praying for that the enemy doesn't even know what you're doing. So that is the importance of praying in the Spirit. Years ago, and the person's in here, so I don't want to embarrass them, but when Paul and I were still new into all of this and praying in the Spirit and doing deliverance and all of this, we were praying with somebody for deliverance, and the demonic kept talking back to us and was trying to intimidate and all that stuff. So I started praying in the spirit and started going while Paul was doing the ministry. And then the demon just kind of spoke out and said, I hate when you do that. And I just thought, wow. This really is something, you know? So the enemy just really gave it away. And it just was like so incredible. So it just also did something to my own spirit that what I'm doing, there's purpose. And there's things that happen in the spirit realm that we have no clue. No clue what's going on. The same thing with the oil. We went to anoint this person with oil. Again, the demonic was like, get that oil away from me. I hate that oil, you know, don't touch me. And so it just made me want to take the whole bottle and just, you know. So we take that sometimes like, you know, there's a lot to the oil, you know, just symbolically of the Holy Spirit. So I just find this stuff fascinating. And And really, it was the enemy that kind of gave it away. And it just strengthened my faith and encouraged me to believe for God for all this stuff. So pray in the Spirit with imagination, okay? The same thing is when we enter into worship, imagine you're at the throne room, or imagine what we're singing. So the very words that we're singing, imagine it, and that will engage your spirit. A lot of times, you know, people will just sit there and they're not like, they're like, okay, well, how come that person is like all over the place, you know, just, you know, and just, you can see some people are really engaged and you wonder, and I challenge you, if that's you, you can engage your spirit and just engage your imagination. It's like a righteous engagement of your imagination, and the Lord will take that, and you will be amazed at what he shows you and what you see. Don't feed your imagination with bad thoughts about other people. Again, check it, repent of it. Break the habit of destructive thinking and talk. Rejoice. Give thanks. Every bad thing that happens gives us an opportunity to overcome. Develop awareness of your spirit so that you are strong in spirit. The light that you emanate is determined by the purity of heart. So be a bright light. Pray in the Spirit with love and purity, with purpose and righteous imagination. I want to read something, too, out of... Hold on a sec. Let me just pull... Oh, this was so good. Bear with me now. I think it's in James. Okay, well, Holy Spirit, just bring it to my remembrance. But it was so good. Okay. Thinking has to be are full of compassion, and that in Philippians 4:8, when it talks about, you know, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and noble and just and pure and lovely and of good report, think on these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Wow. Develop the awareness of your spirit man. There's something that I want to do is to play some of Alberto and Kimberly's from their Deeper Still, the Deeper Still CD. If you can play, start it at 6, and we're going to do the 3 songs. But when we're in this, I want you to engage your spirit. And if you need renewing of your mind, if there's like been yucky thinking, bad self-talk, whatever, just ask the Lord to just cleanse your mind, to renew your mind afresh. And this is just learning to engage your spirit. This is about 12 minutes, so just chill. Yeah, just close your eyes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there the last track on that, Brian? Yeah, play the last track. Is it? Yeah, all the way to the end. Well, did your spirit soar? And the renewing of your mind. The verse that I was looking for before, I was looking in the wrong chapter, but in James 4, out of the Message, it's common knowledge that God goes against the willful proud. God gives grace to the willing humble. So let God work His will in you. Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him scamper. Say a quiet yes to God, and He'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Quit playing the field. Hit bottom and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. Don't badmouth each other, friends. It's God's word, His message, His royal rule that takes a beating in that kind of talk. You're supposed to be honoring the message, not writing graffiti all over it. God is in charge of deciding human destiny. Who do you think you are to meddle in the destiny of others? So, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for our human spirit. And, Lord, I just ask that you would just increase the awareness of our own spirit to commune with you. Lord, we want to go deeper into your heart. We want to set our gaze more on you, our focus. We ask that you would just renew our minds from all the negative things or the things that don't line up with who you are and your character. Lord, we ask that you would just take that out. Transform our minds, Lord. Transform us. We want our spirit man to be fully functioning and strong. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you have created us bigger on the inside. Bigger on the inside. Expand our hearts, Lord, to just receive more of you. Yeah, there was more on that CD, but I guess we had a little malfunction. Yeah, there was a scratch. It wasn't there earlier. It just happened. So it's like, oh. But if you, I think we might have some of the Deeper Still CDs in the bookstore of Alberto and Kimberly. Those are good ones to just meditate with the Lord on. Listen to the whole thing, because there's a flow from 1 to 8 at the very end, or 9, I think it is, whatever. But, well, we've got a ministry team here that I just want to ask them to come up to the front. So if you would like any prayer, you know, maybe just the praying over the mind too. And you want have the awareness increased. We'll just ask the ministry team to just pray into that for you. And just be sensitive too as you're leaving. For those that are getting ministry, we're going to just keep the CD going and just receive from him. Do you feel peaceful? I know that I want to live in a place of peace. I have battled anxiety disorders in my past. And, you know, so it's been a training of coming into that place of peace. It's been a training of the getting the spirit man stronger. And so I just bless you in that. I bless you to go forward and go deeper in him. And I bless you to be living in that place of the continuing of the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.